Owida, Orient in the afternoon, WVIN. It's Rams Roundtable here this afternoon, getting you ready for the big football game tomorrow up in Rochester in the Section 5 Class C Championship game between the Bath Harling Rams and the ERG Bombers. Both teams 9-0. In studio, former Bath Harling Rams football player, now assistant coach Nick Carroll. Now, coach, you are a coach, so I can call you that. You went to Monmouth. You played D1. You're fresh out of school. Obviously, technology has changed. Schemes have changed. Practices have changed. Anything in the team does seem to be a little bit more reinvigorated this year. There seems to be a youthful exuberance and excitement with the team. Have you brought different drills and stuff that you've brought to the team, or maybe is it just a new face and maybe a different voice, do you think?
I think, you know, it's a couple different things, you know. Just bring a lot of energy. You know, I love to come to practice and just bring energy and get on kids and just, you know, try to bring a different level of energy than we've been having at practice. And you know, I remember my dad one day saying to me, he goes, Coach Ford, Matt Ford's also on the staff. He goes, I was feeding off your guys' energy all day. You know, you guys run around and doing this and that. He goes, you know, it helps me out. And then he starts coaching harder, you know. So we all just kind of feed off each other's energy. And that's one thing, you know, if there's kind of like a negative mood at practice, I just try to bring the mood up, you know, always trying to elevate the mood to a different level. And, you know, not necessarily too many different drills. You know, I have brung some different drills for tackling and different things and different ball carrying drills, all sorts of stuff. But, you know, I just really, really try to get the energy up, especially on game day on the sidelines. You know, I like to really bring the energy to the kids.
Now, we sometimes forget, we get so wrapped up in the broadcasts and giving stats and stuff. We do forget that these kids, you know, are student athletes. So let me ask you this. You're a graduate from Haverling. If I said favorite teacher, who was your favorite teacher at Haverling?
When I went to school, I don't think she's there anymore, Miss Watson. She was the best. I mean, she really took care of me. And, you know, I really, me and my brother and a bunch of my buddies, we all loved hanging around her. She was awesome.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Now, we all know Coach Wayne Carroll. He's been at Haverling for 24 years. You see him down on the sideline. He's a physically imposing gentleman. He's got a great physique. He's well-built, loves to lift weights. You see him maybe yelling at the referees a lot. He can seem intimidating from maybe a distance. We'll come back, and we'll ask Nick if there's something that people don't know or realize about Coach Wayne Carroll, which is also his dad. What would that be? And we'll dive into the game here in just a couple minutes as well. It's Oriented in the Afternoon, WVIN.